Have you ever heard about Mr. Bong? He is a Japanese architect and has designed many beautiful buildings around the world. He is also an architect who uses paper tubes for his work. Architects usually try to design buildings which make clients happy. But Mr. Bong thinks this is only a part of his work. Why? He does not like working only for clients. He thinks he should work for society too. In 1994, Mr. Bong went to Africa. Many people lost their houses in a war there. They started cutting down trees to build their houses. It was necessary to stop it because many trees were lost. A team from the United Nations gave the people aluminum tubes for their houses, but they didn't want to use them. They knew that aluminum tubes were expensive, so they sold them to get money. Mr. Bong said to the team, "You should give the people paper tubes. Then they will not sell them because paper tubes are not expensive." After that, people started using paper tubes for their houses, and they stopped cutting down trees. Mr. Bong has used paper tubes for about 30 years. When he was young, he had to design a building without much money. He found some paper tubes in his office. They were going to be thrown away. He used them as building materials in 1986. Paper tubes are not expensive, and they are very strong. It is easy to get them. It is also easy to make buildings out of them. Paper tubes are really useful for Mr. Bong. When buildings are dismantled, there is usually so much waste that is never recycled. But paper tubes can be used again. They do not just become waste when the buildings are dismantled. In 1995, there was a big earthquake in Japan. Mr. Bong soon went to Kobe. He saw a lot of people at a church. The church was destroyed in a fire after the earthquake, but they got together at the place. Mr. Bong had the idea to build the church again out of paper tubes. His idea was not accepted at first. He didn't give up, and he visited Kobe many times. He made more than 50 temporary paper buildings there. Making the paper buildings was easy, and a lot of young people helped Mr. Bong. The paper buildings he designed were strong and beautiful. Finally, his idea was accepted, and he began to make the church out of paper. After only 5 weeks, the paper church was made. He thought it was a temporary building. But the paper church was not just a temporary one for people in Kobe. It became an important place for them, and it was used for more than 10 years. In 2005, the paper church was dismantled and sent to people in another place who also lost their church. It was built again and is still used even now. People in Kobe are glad because the building they loved is used again in another place.